Good morning. We're glad that you're here at Grace Bible Church today. In our call to worship, we're working our way through Acts chapter 21. In the events that led up to the imprisonment of the Apostle Paul, and how God used individual circumstances in his life to indicate what he was supposed to do, where he was supposed to go, and some of the things that he would face along the way. And we mentioned last time that Paul's the whole arrest at the initial arrest moment in Jerusalem was all a ruse. It was a lie that had been spread about him, and said that he had taken a Greek into the temple and therefore desecrated the temple, and that was not true. And then we're going to see other lies that pop up here, but I wanted you to listen as I read verse 30 of Acts chapter 21. And all the city was moved, and the people ran together, and they took Paul and drew him out of the temple, and forthwith the doors were shut. And as they went about to kill him, tidings came into the chief captain of the band that all Jerusalem was in an uproar, who immediately took soldiers and centurions and ran down unto them. And when they saw the chief captain and the soldiers, they left beating of Paul. Now, all this was a lie. Here's the Apostle Paul, a godly man, a Christian, being beaten for something he did not do. Now, Christians, there's a lesson for us here. Do not think that your life is going to be trouble-free, problem-free. There are going to be situations that arise when people lie about you. I mean, social media has become a major platform for people to destroy other people. I mean, take away their livelihood kind of destruction. Wishing for their death. This past week, Ben Shapiro, the commentator, podcaster, and so forth like that, his life was threatened where he had to have 24/7 security systems put into his house. He already had a security system, but it wasn't good enough because of threats made against his life because of his commentary on the culture. All right? And word was put out, we're going to kill you. And they tried to do a flash mob against him to destroy his life and his family. This is where we are today, and we need to understand that. We need to be able to grasp that as Christians, we're targets because we believe in Jesus Christ. We believe that God is real and that He created all things. We believe that God loved us so much that He sent His Son, Jesus Christ, to die on Calvary's tree. And in this world, that's crazy talk. And so it makes us targets. But when the chief captain came along and saw what was going on, the Bible says they left off beating Paul. When the law showed up, they stopped what they were doing. Now, this was a token of mercy from God. And this is another lesson, Christian, that God in His mercy will act in some ways because God had a purpose for Paul. He didn't want him killed at that point. He wanted him to witness to the leader of the Roman Empire. And he was going to see to it that he made it there. Understand this about God's purposes. You will accomplish the work God wants you to do if you're submitted to His will. As we're going to go through here, we're going to see some miraculous events that take place in the life of the Apostle Paul as it leads up to his final execution when God was finished with him and ushered him into His presence. But we need to be reminded that we live in a troubled world. Amen? And people do awful things. And they do awful things to Christians. And so may we be trusting in the Lord. May we be resting in Him. May we live our lives to please Him rather than pursuing our own personal agendas. May we pursue His agenda and live for Him and then know His protection, His plan in our hearts and lives.